This is Angela from the Fandible Solo Shot Podcast, a two-person Star Wars actual play. And right now you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system. With Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Do not think you ask somebody who does not want their identity known if they truly are the person they say they are.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
Do you think that means eliminated or eliminated?
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight, Corral.
The last one I talked to was kind of assassin-y.
May Coker as the Zeltron Enforcer, Zahn.
Yeah, we're going to a dance. You asked me to the dance. I cannot wait.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
Mom, come on. I told you. Vadi and I are just friends. We're not dating.
Episode 609, Trapped. After finding their way into the company of several different mercenary companies, the crew have battled through a deadly obstacle course and finally have some time to catch their breath. Or at least, so they think. When simple refreshments become deadly, can the team think their way out of this trap in time?
That last challenge really kind of shook Tazi. He is, he's kind of taken to a seat on the ground. He's got his arms kind of over his knees, pulled them up a little tight. He's just trying to get himself centered again.
Okay.
Quinth will kind of do the slap on the back a couple of times. It's like the bro, we're done, it's okay slap.
Is there like a scoreboard where everybody's times are being posted?
Yep.
Okay, Krill's got her eyes glued on that.
As teams come in, you see different times. And as things wrap up, it looks like you guys are in fourth place.
Oh, God. Krill's like walking around and stretching, just kind of like trying to cool down. We could have done better than that.
Zahn's doing that with you, Corral, but she's also randomly looking where she thinks cameras are, and she's doing that little wave that's like the wrist elbow that you see ladies do during parades on floats.
That was more stressful than my third marriage.
I need a drink. I really need a drink.
And how?
After everybody finishes, you guys are all collecting this big field, and eventually IG-12 walks up.
Did you bring the holonet, or the picture?
He looks at you.
Yes, please come with me.
And he's pointing back towards the main building.
Alright.
Alright.
Red, you okay? You need a hand?
Tazi stands up a little slowly.
I'm fine, let's go.
Curl's going to walk next to Tazi, like not touching him or supporting him in any way, but just she's definitely keeping an eye on him.
Okay. You guys are led through the hallways, and he leads you to a room. It's a new room. You guys have never been there. And you walk in, and it's a fairly nice room. And
Chris, did it require the droid to pass a security clearance to open the door to the room, or was it already open?
Or was it a red room?
The door to this room was already open.
Okay.
You guys walk in. Immediately on the right-hand side, there's a small round table. On the left-hand side of the room, there's a storage cabinet. And the right, on the far side, there's a small bar. And then on the left, on the far side of the room, there's another table with some benches and chairs around it. IG-12 walks in. He goes up to the bar, which you guys see has got food up there. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's just some fancy lunch meat and cheese. He picks up a decanter of that nice Carillion whiskey.
Whoa.
Pours a glass, walks over, hands it to Zahn.
Ah. Cheers indeed.
Please wait here. I must go eliminate certain groups. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then he walks Zahn, out.
Did we win?
I'm not sure we should drink until we know what we're going to be doing next.
She already had half of it by now.
I would say, without warning, Tazi, like, basically pushes past Zahn toward the decanter of whiskey and just starts drinking out of it.
Man, you thought I was bad, Quinthy. At least I don't push.
Never mind.
As soon as Tazi starts drinking, blast door shuts over the door you guys came in, and you hear a voice overhead.
Two of you have just drinken poison. The other two must find a way out of the room.
Just a second, because May and Mike, I'm going to send you some information, and you're going to make a resilience roll, but don't tell us your results.
Okay.
I'm gonna need a better visualization of this. So there is the bar that has fancy meats and cheeses. There's the door we came in that now has a blast door over it. There is a table with some chairs and benches. Well,
Krell goes over to check out the cabinet.
Are there any windows?
Nope. I guess May and Mike, please describe what Tazi and Zahn are doing. Now that you both have realized you've both drank some type of poison, what does it look like?
So Zahn had about half the glass of whiskey, and by the time she hears the word poison, she kind of puts her hand over her stomach, drops the glass, and she tries to make herself throw up. She jams two fingers down her throat, and she kind of, it's rough, and she starts to gag and to cough, and then she gets up as much as she can. It's a weird brownish mixture with whatever she had for breakfast. So she's just over there making herself throw up, making a mess on the floor. She dropped the glass so it shattered.
Okay. What is Tazi doing right now?
He had the decanter up to his mouth and he was drinking out of it. As that announcement comes out, he pulls the decanter down. He kind of spits. He spits out what he's got in his mouth. He looks a little woozy. I can't really say his eyes unfocused because, I mean, let's be honest, the eyes of a Duro are hard to read somewhat. Mm-hmm. But he starts to waver a bit. He drops the decanter. I assume the decanter shatters on the floor, and he puts his hand up in front of him and he starts like kind of moving his hand, and then with his other hand he starts like poking at his fingers.
Wow, this is really. I get a whiskey. Mm.
While Carell's going for the cabinet, I think look over at the bar top, and I'm gonna like pick up the trays and empty them of their meat and cheeses to see if there's anything like hidden under it.
Okay, we'll start there. And the bar and behind the bar, you find various bottles of alcohol and just other things that bartenders use, and you find some small broken little tools back there. In the storage cabinet, you find some old broken data pads, a pair of old electro binoculars that look like somebody took them apart and partially put them back together.
All right, how are you with computers?
I'm decent enough with computers. What's...
Yeah, can we go to the blast door control panel? Is there one of those?
There's not a control panel on this side.
Of course there's not. Yep. All right, I want to look under the tables and chairs as well.
Do we have our comms on us?
No. Which table are you going to? There's two tables.
Right. I'll probably go to B, since that's closer.
I'll go to A.
Okay. That's the smaller one. On table B, you have... there are some very nice flowers on them. And these are fairly common flowers. They are known and really popular for romantic kind of candlelight dinners because these tend to glow in the dark. They're bioluminescent. And you said you're going to the other table?
Yeah.
It's a very nice wooden table, and there's a layer of varnish on the top, polished so it's very clear. In there, it looks like a Twi'lek pop star is there. All you see is her head and kind of in her right hand. Her right hand is held kind of palm up. Her head is kind of turned towards her hand a little bit, and her fingers are moved away from her mouth. It looks as
like
though
she's blowing a kiss.
Okay. Yep. And the direction is she's blowing a kiss towards the storage cabinet.
All right, I'm going to go back to the storage cabinet, and I'm going to look at the data pads and the electro binoculars. And you said that data pads were dead, right?
They're broken. There's parts and pieces in there.
I'm going to start dismantling them to see if I can get enough parts to make one of them work.
Okay.
From across the room, you see Tazi like turn toward nothing, and he starts... His voice sounds like it's getting a little bit higher.
Mom, come on. I told you. Vadi and I are just friends. We're not dating. Mom, leave me. Mom, come on. Mom, she doesn't like me that way. Mom.
Mom, I don't feel good. Mom, I don't. And he starts to double over a bit.
Okay. So phase one of the poison has passed. Phase two kicks in.
What kind of broken tools were there over by the bar top?
Looks like they are mostly electronic repair tools. Small tweezers, small pliers. Looks like a soldering iron.
Would any of that be able to go through a blast door?
Nope.
Would any of that be able to go through any of the walls?
No. They're small and kind of fragile.
Okay. Garel, I have some tools. I don't know how useful they're going to be. Seriously, right now, two people are poisoned. Shut up and get over here.
Ugh. What do you want?
Oh, look, tools. Electronic repair
tools.
She
grabs them and walks away.
You're trying to repair electronics.
I'm going to try and salvage the pieces together.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do. I'm going to go along the walls and knock to see if any of them are hollow, to see if I can find any hidden compartments.
Okay. We'll start with the mechanics check. Just a hard mechanics check.
Okay. And since I'm technically trying to build something new out of things that are broken, I get a blue die for inventor. It's a rarely used skill Corel has.
I didn't know Corel had that skill.
Yeah. See? Nobody knew that. I got one success.
Okay. The data pad is not working.
Okay, what's on the data pad?
There is information on this data pad in reference to the Twi'lek pop star.
Okay. Any story about her that seems to stand out, or
she is known for hiding messages and pictures for her fans.
Okay, cryptography.
Izzy. That's all she was ever known as.
Izzy. Okay. Copper, when you're done with that, try piling the tables up and check the ceiling. Oh, and if you see a picture of a Twi'lek somewhere, let me know. It seems to be a clue.
There's one on the table.
Yes, and that led me over here to this. So, but there's more. Izzy here...
Are you sure?
I'm sure it is. Izzy here tends to hide cryptographic messages within her images. I'm going to check to see if there's one in here, but if we see more in the room, that's stuff we should pay attention to.
Okay. So is there anything in the walls?
You don't find anything hidden areas in the walls.
All right, then I'm going to do this. I mean, I'd like to look at the Twi'lek pop star picture on table A to see if there's anything else we missed before piling stuff up and starting to do the same on the ceiling.
Zahn's trying to stand back up after purging herself and uses the back of her hand to wipe off her mouth. And she kind of stumbles a bit over to Tazi and try to, like, pull him up a little bit and look at him, square his shoulders.
As you kind of try to lift Tazi or support Tazi, he slips an arm behind Zahn's, like, lower back. He slips a hand back there and He gets a little closer and he's like, Vadi, I, you said you didn't like me this way. What are you doing? Why can't I feel my feet? Vadi, are you?
No, I'm.
You look pretty.
Thank you. I'm pink. Are you okay? Like, I'm a little tingly. Wake up.
Vadi, do you have a date to the dance?
I don't actually. There's a dance.
Will you go with me? I mean, I know we're not together, but you know, maybe we can go as.
Is this like as, a? This is a new nickname? Okay.
And
sure. Yes, I'll go to the dance.
Tazi starts to kind of waver, and his legs go limp. He's still holding you. He's still got his hand on your back, but he starts to kind of fall.
Oh no! Zahn tries to hold him up and attempts to take him over to like a table or one of the benches, whatever's near.
Okay, so we'll go to phase three of the poison. What do the rest of you guys want to do?
I'm gonna try and decrypt the image I see of Izzy on the data pad, and basically using cryptography try and look for a hidden message inside of it.
Okay, make a perception check. Make a hard perception check.
Oh, that's even better than my computer's. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 successes and 3 advantages.
Okay. As you're comparing the images, you kind of run your finger on the table, and you can feel in the varnish, right above her hand, you can feel indentations that you can tell are letters.
Okay. I'll transcribe them.
Okay. It says, make something to call someone who can help.
Going back to the data pad, does it have a way to transmit?
You could rig up a comm with the broken parts from the data pads.
Okay, then I will do that. Would that be mechanics or computers?
Another hard mechanics check.
Okay. I'm going to use a light side point.
Yep.
One success and two threats.
Okay. You managed to rig up a little comm. So it's kind of a stressful situation, so go ahead and just take two strain.
Roger that.
So you have a comm.
D4, A1.
Yes.
Yes.
Red and...
Blue.
Yes. Yes, hi. Red and Pink have been poisoned, and we are locked in a room. We need help. Please track this comm signal and come help us.
Right away.
Okay. Leave the comm signal open so I can track
you. I totally am. If not, you know how to find us. Wink, wink.
The camera cuts over to in the hangar. It looks as though D4 and A1 have been used to just do manual labor as they're moving a lot of boxes and crates around and not really doing anything to show off their skills. And we watch as they zig and zag their way through the different hallways and they get to where you are. And A1's got to make a quick skullduggery check.
So in the meantime, Quint is trying all kinds of things that do not work, so...
Once the datapad signal is going out, Carell's going over to help support Tazi, like gets him over laying down on the table and just trying to keep him awake. And he's mumbling incoherently, so she's trying to keep him talking, but there's just all sorts of weird mumbles and rambles.
Thanks, he's kind of gangly. I was having trouble getting him over here.
He was totally born that way. You should sit down before you fall down.
I'm just a little numb. It's okay. I've had worse.
Yes, but you've been poisoned. That's bad.
Yeah. That was unpleasant. I had good whiskey here last time. Rude. Carell, he asked me to a dance.
I think he's a little distracted right now. But you can ask him to dance later. He likes older music.
Okay.
Tazi's voice has gotten weak. Like, you can feel, like, his strength has gotten weak in his hands as he's kind of, like, grabbing your hands, Zahn. And Tazi kind of leans up a bit, and he's like, Vadi.
No, that's not my name.
No, Vadi, no. No, Isla? And then he passes out.
Isla?
Carell's, her eyes are closed, and you can see, like, her fists clench a little bit, and she checks Tazi to make sure he's still breathing.
Still breathing.
And she turns back to the comm. Where are you two? Get the kark in here!
And the blast door opens. And you see D4 runs in, sees Tazi, jumps over, and makes a medicine check.
Quint is, like, hanging on the ceiling, still knocking on different panels. She feels useless.
D4 makes a medicine check.
Fascinating. This is a compound that slowly makes you go to sleep, but makes you hallucinate.
My hands are itchy.
Is he in danger?
Only of a good nap.
Why isn't it affecting Pink here? Is it because she forced herself to throw up?
How much did Pink ingest versus Red?
Half a glass compared to a giant swallow from a decanter?
It seems as though the quantity ingested could affect each individual differently. And if Pink was able to purge her system of it before it affected her, that could have a vast difference in the effect.
Okay, take care of them. And Carell is storming out towards the hall. I'm looking for IG-12.
I'm not a big fan of things like this. So Quint will join her. Nah, wait.
A1 looks over at everybody. Maybe we should leave this room before the door shuts again.
Good idea. She tries to haul up Tazi.
Yeah, Quint will help.
You can carry Tazi. It's dead weight between Zahn, Quint, D4, and A1 cheering. You guys can carry him out of the room. Where are you guys going to take Tazi?
Do we recognize the area when we get out the door? Would we be able to find the the mess hall or whatever?
Probably our bunk room we could find.
Okay.
Yeah, where are we within the castle?
A1 and D4 got here, so they can get back to the hangar, and then from the hangar they can lead you guys back to the room you guys have been staying in.
Okay.
So they lead you guys back that way. Where is Carell going?
Carell just went out to the hallway and then is looking for IG-12. If she doesn't see him in the hallway, she's going to head back towards the only path she knows, looking for him.
Okay. He is not in this hallway.
Okay. If she doesn't come across him in like a minute or two, she'll come back to the room and then like figure out that they probably went back to our room and head back there.
Okay. Yeah, you don't find him anywhere in the areas you've been to. He's somewhere else. So you're all back in the room.
I'm going to dismantle that droid slowly so all of his circuits feel everything.
Just keep his left hand.
A1 looks at you. Could you specify which droid?
IG-12. He led us in there and told us to have some refreshment.
He didn't sound like that.
I'm not good at impressions, Zahn. Will you give it a rest?
I'm not sleepy.
I'm not a big fan of what is happening here. The obstacle courses are one thing.
They're all...
The escape room is another.
They're all tests, and they're not very... We need to just focus on completing this so we can succeed.
And you could tell Carell's trying to force herself to calm right. down.
Zahn tosses Tazi on a bed.
Okay, 1-1, he's okay, correct?
Correct. He will recover in a few hours.
All right. Very well.
Carell goes down to the fresher, like, washes her face and comes back looking a lot more calm.
Well, do you think that's going to be it for today?
I wouldn't bet on anything anymore.
Mm. Some soft snoring from the bed.
Well, now what?
Yes, and Zahn, you're feeling all right.
Well, my hands are itchy.
1-1, can you do anything about that?
It is just an effect of the drug. It looks as though Pink ingested just enough to affect her hands. Are you experiencing any other optical issues?
I mean, things are a little blurry, but that's what happens when you drink. Usually more than that, though.
He waves a hand in front of your face slowly.
Do you see anything that is following my hand? Like, perhaps my hand has little tails?
I mean, it's kind of blurry, right? I don't think you have a tail.
All right, I think Zahn will be fine.
I concur.
In an almost, like, I don't care anymore offhand tone, Carell just goes, Pink.
What?
Your name is Pink.
Pink will be fine.
Yeah.
This is not what I thought this would be.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Carell's going to try to just sit in a corner and meditate a little, but not like not the classic Jedi meditate pose, but she's just kind of staring off into space.
All right. After a few hours, Tazi, wake up. You wake up, you're refreshed. Everybody's had some time to rest and recuperate.
What did I miss?
Good morning, Starshine.
You were poisoned. You got a little woozy. You pretty much proposed to Pink over there, who you called Vadi.
Yeah.
But you owe her a dance, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to a dance. You asked me to the dance.
Yes, and it sounds like you have some... It sounds like you have some issues to work out with your mother.
Oh, you have...
Who's Isla?
Isla?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you said that name quite a bit as well.
Did she dance with you? I hope I'm as good as her.
You could hardly be worse.
Are you okay?
Vadi, huh? I haven't thought about her in a really long time.
Are you feeling okay, though?
Oh, yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. I feel like I got some really good sleep.
It was really loud sleep.
Yes, apparently the poison wasn't actually poison. It was a sleeping draft of some kind.
I'm not that. Ask him for the recipe. That was a...
Made my hands itchy.
I mean,
you did hallucinate.
Well, I mean, that's not necessary.
For a while.
Sometimes hallucination can be fun. I mean, in controlled circumstances. Right?
Well, we were not in that.
Yeah.
Carell just kind of shakes her head again and then closes her eyes.
So what are we doing?
D4 looks up.
I am analyzing the chemical compound that they used to inflict this condition on you.
I guess we need to be careful about that whiskey.
I wonder how many other groups didn't make it out.
Well, considering that droid said he had to go and eliminate some of the other groups, I would assume if we lose, we are eliminated.
Yeah, do you think that means eliminated or eliminated?
Why would they do the second eliminated? For a TV show, that seems a little drastic.
Well, they are hardcore on this network.
I feel like Carell might be right about the whole eliminated thing.
Blue.
Yes, Blue might be right.
Yeah, yep. Blue might be, Blue's probably correct. I don't know. It's probably just some residual effects from that whiskey.
You're saying all kinds of names.
Can we also talk a little bit about what is the meaning if it is a Claudite? If Tovar is a Claudite, what does that mean? I don't know anything about Claudites.
They're shapeshifters.
That's the one thing I know about them.
That's pretty much what we know. The last one I talked to was kind of assassin-y. We made quite a bit of money from them, though.
True. That didn't turn out bad for us. Well, mostly didn't turn out bad for us.
Yeah, that planet was kind of, half good, half bad.
Which half?
The first part was good. The second part seemed good at the beginning, but then turned quickly into a steaming pile of kark.
Hmm.
It's not good to have, spaceships or, atmospheric fighters fall out of the sky on top of you. So the second part of that was not great.
Oh my.
Should have fallen a little harder.
Sounds awkward.
Tazi gives Carell like kind of a sideways glance at that comment, but doesn't say anything.
Carell's still got her eyes closed, so she doesn't notice.
D4 actually looks over at Quint.
Is there more you would like to know about the Claudites? I can fill in some of the pieces that the crew has not experienced.
Sure.
Claudites are a sentient reptilian species. As the crew has said, they can shape change to impersonate any humanoid close to their shape. It does require great concentration to do this. Most importantly, heavy armor can interfere with their shape-shifting.
Hmm.
And most of the time they are used as bounty hunters and spies.
I mean, there's not a lot of other explanations for the fact that we've got two descriptions of the same person, right?
Interesting. Well, I wonder what game Tovar is playing, then.
Maybe there's just two different people with the same armor.
At some point. I mean, aren't we all going to meet them? I suppose then that they would just look like what they appeared to Pink as.
Well, Tovar was wearing a helmet, right?
But they took it off.
At first? Well, they took it off in front of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But every appearance Tovar's made in front of everybody else, they've been wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
And it would make sense if they are a Claudite, if they can only approximate humanoids of their shape, that perhaps Leku would be too much for them.
Maybe, here's another option. Since Tovar appears wearing a helmet, maybe Tovar is more than one person.
Yeah.
There could be a number of different people within this organization that act as Tovar.
We've seen that before.
Interesting. Yeah.
People pretending to be people.
Some of us pretend to be people sometimes.
D4 pipes in at that point.
That has been a tactic used by my former master. He would use decoys. Therefore, nobody could figure out where he truly was. This would have been after the second assassination attempt.
We could just go find them and ask.
I do not think you ask somebody who does not want their identity known if they truly are the person they say they are.
Well,
they are just going to lie to you and say that they are not.
And does it matter for our purposes, is the other question.
I don't think it does. We just need to weather the challenges.
They haven't had any more bells or tones. Nobody's ever come to us for a while. Can I change out of this jumpsuit?
Can I, at some point, have snuck around to see if anybody else is in their rooms?
Hey, remember, you can go in any area that your security clearance was for.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can walk around. You notice that approximately half of the teams have been eliminated, and most of them are currently just packing up their belongings and heading to the hangar.
So Quinth will come back. Well, it looks like about half of folks are packing up, headed to the hangar. So the good news is, eliminate is in the first sense of the word.
Did you see Pudu leaving?
I didn't see Pudu specifically.
Oh, darn.
With our luck, Pudu's going to be the one we're up against at the very end.
Well, did anyone see what ranking they were?
Only when we came off the obstacle course. Ooh, is there a big ranking thing in the meal hall?
Sure. They are ninth place.
We're still in fourth?
Yes.
Yes, the Rainbow Squad is in fourth place, and Team Pudu is in ninth.
Seems about right. If they're not going to put us through anything else today, then maybe we should get some rest. Well, I mean, I don't really need rest right now. I'm pretty well rested, but I'm sure the rest of you are tired. Exhausted, maybe? I don't know.
Meh.
Quinth rubs her shoulder.
We've been sitting here for 2 hours. I think we're okay.
But nobody's here. We should just go look around. I'm sure there's sightseeing places.
Sorry, Blue. I forgot that I was sleeping and that you guys were just waiting. My bad. I should have thought ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Well, honestly, we should take all the downtime that we can, because we never know when people are going to come wake us up in the middle of the night, drag us out, and throw us into a building that's on fire.
Why would they do that?
Make us kick a puppy over a certain yard limit.
No.
Wait, is that one of the challenges we have coming up?
I hope not.
I mean, that'd be really sad, but I could do it.
If we can avoid punting things over things, probably just, I mean, if we can avoid that, I mean, if they make us do it, I mean, we've got to keep up the charade, right? But
what's a charade?
I believe he means charade.
A charade?
Yeah, it's a charade.
Like the game?
A1 rolls over. Do you want to play? You know, we've got time.
Of course.
I think there's a little montage of Zahn and A1 playing charades and trying to convince the rest of the group to play charades.
About 3 minutes into that, Karel just gives a sigh, a little bit irritated, and just heads out of the room. I'm gonna go stretch, and goes. I'm gonna go out to the yard and just work out.
Okay.
Bye, Blue.
Quint is gonna take a nap.
Few hours passes and you guys are all summoned to come to the main dining hall for dinner. And when you get there, the long tables have been removed and there are tall round tables set up all around the room. The lights are a little dimmer and you guys walk in. And you see that instead of food being on those tables, they actually have tables lining the walls where they've set up a different buffet tables. They've got like a buffet table that's all soup, one that's, you know, meats, one that's cheeses and sides and stuff like that.
Well, looks like we're in my court now.
This is fancy, but it's not court.
Crow goes, gets some food and then tries to get one of the tables where, like, her back will be to a corner.
Yeah, the mafia seating.
Adventurer seating.
Yeah.
Tazi will approach the food tables and he's picking up and smelling a lot of things and putting them back down. He's not really putting a whole lot on his plate.
Quinta's going to social butterfly in, like, the guise of checking out the different food.
Okay.
But with actually attempting to, like, overhear other people's conversations.
Okay.
Zahn finds a table that has meats on it. And she doesn't take a plate and fills her plate. She just grabs a plate of meat, the whole thing, and takes it back to a table.
Are you going to the same table that Karel is at?
Yes.
Okay. Quint, make an average perception check as you're eavesdropping on other people's small talk. Is that the right?
2 successes and 1 advantage.
You hear a lot of talk from people about how they got through the different obstacles and how they got through the same type of room that you were in. Seems like everybody had the same experience. You do hear a couple different descriptions of meeting Master Tovar, and everybody has a different species that they talk to. There's no pattern of Twi'lek and Bothan. There's different species mixed in.
Sure.
And you do find out that half the teams were asked to go to the hangar, and you had an advantage, right?
Yes.
You hear that somebody says that one of their friends was in one of the other teams, and they weren't told they were being eliminated from the competition. They were told they were being moved to a different planet to compete in a different stage of the competition than what you guys are going to be going through.
Okay. So after I gather that information up, and I will make my way back to the table and tell our table about that. You know, Tovar being different races and the groups not being told that they were eliminated, but a different stage of the competition. And it's all very suspicious.
Well, I mean, we were in the top four, so I would think they would have taken us somewhere else, right? Unless it's the top three. Are the top three teams here?
Yes, it appears the top are here, have stayed. So
maybe they are, maybe they're going into like a loser's bracket, but I think it's more likely that something bad has happened to those teams that were escorted off planet.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to compete in the vacuum of space.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it would make more sense. I mean, I don't like it, but I mean, it seems like it would make more sense if you're running this kind of mercenary organization that you would cull the failures. You don't want a bunch of people knowing about how this works, right? I mean,
we're talking hundreds of people.
But I mean, it's a mercenary company, so I mean, it's not like they don't kill hundreds of people on a regular basis.
Hmm.
What?
And it'd be very easy just to simply vent a cargo bay full of people into space.
For the ratings, of course. No one's actually dying.
Tazi's eyes get wide. Oh, yeah, yeah, totally for the ratings. I mean, that's for the TV show, yeah.
So, where are... What? That doesn't make sense. I haven't seen any shows like that.
Hey, you've got some, some of that meat's trying to crawl off your plate there.
What? Pink. No. She grabs for it.
After you guys are kind of finishing up that conversation, there's the bells chime again. And you guys all look towards the area where Master Tovar normally is. And you see Master Tovar up there, and standing next to her is the Zygerian that you saw when you first came in.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually steps forward, the Zygerian. I want to thank you all for the competition. You have done well. With your help, we will bring prosperity back to Zygeria. Please, enjoy the party. And with that, the lights dim, and there's party music that starts.
All right. I'm sure this isn't a party.
Zahn lets out a loud woohoo.
Nobody drink any alcohol. Pink!
What? He said party!
Alcohol.
I haven't even drank yet. This is just meat.
Exactly. No alcohol.
Oh. No. Fine. No alcohol.
It's probably another challenge.
Yes, but what kind? To see who can be the nicest to each other at a party?
Red, are you going to ask me to dance? You said we could dance.
It's to see probably who is going to lose control.
Ooh, so should we be luring people into that? I feel like a dance-off would be perfect.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know about a dance-off, maybe. I don't know about that.
Is anybody else dancing, or are they just sitting there?
Most people are a little confused, and... You know, they're all mercenaries. They're not used to real big social parties like this. But you notice that there are people at the different tables that start kind of relaxing, and they start talking to each other, and they start mingling after a while. And there is a little dance floor.
All right, so should we rile people up? Should we try to get more information? Like, what do you think we should do?
I'll do what you tell me, Quinthy.
Other than eat that giant chocolate cake.
Blue, what do you think?
This isn't my arena. I am worried it's a challenge, it's a trap somehow, but I don't see it how... I don't see what we need to do.
All right. Well, I feel like we should just keep liquor flowing to everybody else. Try and get people to loosen up, spill their secrets.
We could pretend to drink.
Yes, yes. Pretend to drink. Yes.
I can do things like that.
But I mean, don't pretend you have a glass. Like, you actually have to have a real glass and a real beverage, but just don't really drink it.
Oh.
You can't just hold up your hand pretending you have a glass in it and pretending to drink.
It's like charades. Okay.
It's more like acting. I mean, we're trying out for a show, right? So you gotta show you're good at acting, so act like you're drinking.
I can do that.
Act like you're actually drinking the beverages, but don't really drink the beverages.
I'll, like, secretly pour it in a plant or something.
Yeah. Are there any caterer staff or anything like that, or is it just us and a bunch of food? And
oh, no, there's wait alcohol. Staff moving in okay. and out that are clearing tables. They're refilling the buffet. As a matter of fact, now that you're looking around, Master Tovar and that Zygerian are actually walking around mingling with the crowd.
Oh.
Most people stay kind of away from Master Tovar. Like, they give her a nice bubble. Like, they're not actively, like, running from her, but it's... you just give her space as she's this important person walking through the crowd.
As you watch Tovar moving through the crowd, like, people are actively kind of giving Tovar room, correct? Like, the crowd's almost parting around Tovar.
Yeah, and most people nod in respect. They, you know, might raise the glass, and she Pink. Nods back as she's walking through.
Yeah.
Pink, you should go ask Tovar to dance.
Okay. And she stands up and wipes her hands on the tablecloth. She assumes there's a tablecloth.
Sure. Yep.
Heads over to Tovar.
Okay. Blue, red, I think that at least one of us should try to get into a waitstaff uniform and get to the back to see what's going on.
Okay.
Sure, you go right ahead. Chris, is Poodoo somewhere nearby?
You can find him.
Okay. I want to spend a light side point.
Okay.
So Corel's kind of looking around, and she sees Poodoo, and she's been watching him for a few minutes, and he's got his eyes on Zahn. Like, wherever she's going, he's watching her.
Okay.
And when Zahn gets up to go to Tovar, Corel gets up and is starting to make her way towards Poodoo.
Okay.
And she's gonna walk over to him eventually.
Okay. Yeah, he's just staring at her, and when you walk up, he just kind of glares at you. He's sitting at a table. Looks as though he, at some point in the obstacle course, must have fallen, and he's a little beat up and bruised. He just kind of growls as you approach.
Corel kind of walks over. It kind of leans forward on the table a little bit near him. Not in his face, but definitely showing that she's got a little dominance on him at this point.
Look, she's really cute, but you should lay off her because she's mine. If you think you look bad after today, you'll wish you felt this good if I got through with you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He just kind of moves his eyes over to look at you. He doesn't actually turn his head.
Listen, she's nice to look at. I understand that. But you touch her again, and we will have a lot of problems, you and I. We have enough competition here that we should probably worry about other things other than, you know, a small Twi'lek breaking things on you. Do we understand?
He looks at you, then you see him kind of look over, and he actually looks at IG-12 and sighs, whatever, and just walks away from you.
Corel just kind of looks at the rest of his crew, and she kind of drops the attitude a little bit, and she just looks at him and goes, is he normally that thick?
The three of them look at each other uneasy, and then you notice one kind of glance over again at IG-12. He is under a lot of pressure. He thought he could convince your charming one to join us, but unfortunately he is lacking in charm.
Yeah, that's saying a lot. And to be fair, he actually, you know, he should just keep his hands off. I have nothing against you folks, and I wish you all the luck in the world, because I've seen some of you on the obstacle course, and you have quite a bit of talent. Just don't let him drag you down.
And there's like an untouched glass of water on the table. She takes the glass of water, kind of salutes them with it, drinks it, and then turns and walks away back towards the table.
All right. So we pan over. We see Zahn walk up to Master Tovar, she's standing there with her arms behind her back, and she nods at you.
Hello again. Zahn does a little curtsy.
Can I help you?
It's pretty nice in here. I had some food already. I imagine you did.
I have eaten my fill.
Would you like to dance? She holds out her hand.
She looks down at your hand, then walks past you, stops when she gets kind of shoulder to shoulder with you, doesn't turn her head, looking straight forward, just says, I believe Talia would dance with you if she were here. And then she just keeps walking.
Hey, it's A1. Just wanted you guys to know that Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Anybody ever wants to get a hold of us, the ship's comm code is at Redemption Pod. Plus, don't tell anybody, but I put a HoloNet page up for us. It's redemptionpodcast.com. And if you can, get on your datapad there and like us on iTunes, Google Play, maybe Stitcher, or whatever other podcatcher you use. It'd be nice if other people could listen to us. And if you ever want to support us and maybe throw us some credits, you could visit patreon.com/redemption. I promise I'll use your credits wisely and won't go gambling. Really, I won't. Don't look at me that way.
A1, who are you talking to?
Goodbye. See you next time.